I wanted to be the perfect kid since I can remember. I was raised almost like with an idyllic existence coming up, and my brother and sister and I all just really wanted to please our parents. I was valedictorian of my high school. I graduated from college summa cum laude, studied abroad for a year, and got a lot of good life experience in prior to going to medical school, which I graduated from. In medical school, you learn that hepatitis is a virus of the liver. The main three that we deal with in this country are A, B, and C, and hepatitis C is a chronic disease. In medical school, I think I got from it that it was really similar to HIV in terms of its the way it's transmitted. So my understanding of it was mostly that IV drug abusers got it, and people who weren't careful about protecting themselves from sexually transmitted diseases. And I really just didn't see, it wasn't something that I felt like I would be personally affected by. It was just another thing to learn, really. It was just another disease. By the time I got to into medical school, I was showing up as a like party hard, kind of young, upwardly mobile lesbian in Memphis, Tennessee, was where I was at in medical school. And then showing up for my parents as this perfect daughter who doesn't have boy problems and, you know, just could fit into the small community in East Tennessee that I grew up in. All of those different me's that I had created fell, and it just seemed easiest to cope by being a little bit drunk every now and then every day, and then all the time. My first year of residency training, I developed some problems with addiction. The drugs that I was supposed to be throwing away in that residency, I wound up experimenting with, and that's a terrible idea because they're highly addictive. And that was the beginning of kind of a long unraveling of a lot of the things that I'd built up. It got worse and worse, and I wound up in the hospital. I don't remember much about that period of time. My parents were told when I was ill that I had Hep C or was Hep C positive. The doctors told my parents that my liver was not really functioning at all. I physically looked like an end-stage liver disease individual. I had a swollen belly. It's called ascites. Little spider angiomas, these little blood vessels that are burst that are on your face and on your belly. And I was a little bit yellow, jaundiced, and my eyes were bloodshot. I had swelling just in my feet and legs, and all of me was swollen. I was about 50 pounds heavier than I actually am. My liver was failing. Within hours of getting into the hospital, I was in the intensive care unit, and they called my parents up from Tennessee and said she may not live any more than 24 hours. I have been exposed to the Hep C virus, so I'm Hep C positive, but my body cleared the virus, so I don't have any viral load. I've dodged a lot of bullets, and in looking at my life, it is absolutely amazing to me that I'm walking around. I shared needles one time and wound up being exposed to the disease of Hep C. That has led to me working in the field of substance abuse treatment. And at this point, I am a case manager, a medical case manager at a treatment center. And most of the time, I let them know that I understand where they're sitting, because I have sat there as well. What they thought was a terminal, terrible, awful thing happening to them could simply be something that could be medically managed and just a part of their life, that might just be a part of their story rather than the end of them.